Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Lose Your Nose. If money is your only standard, then consider that, by your lights, someone who loses their nose does not suffer any harm. Epictetus. One of the things that I love about Epictetus is his sense of humor, often by pointing out an idea and taking it to a bit of a ridiculous extreme, he was able to articulate his principles pretty clearly. So with that said, what do you use as a measure of value in your life? Does the amount of money a person have increase their value as a person? What about power, especially political power? Or maybe beauty? Is somebody worth more because of their physical appearance? What is it that you use to value things or people in your life? I think this is a very interesting question because too often we don't take the time to figure out what are the things that we truly value. And I've often found that value is given based upon what culture is around you. For example, in New York, it's very much about money and how close you are to money. In LA, it's very much about beauty and fame and how close you are to those. If you live in a very religious community, often your value is based on how closely you adhere to their doctrine. And being aware of your cultural values is important to help you differentiate between the values that you might be expected to hold by people outside of yourself, and those that you would choose to hold because you find them to be important to you. Now, I don't think that all things outside of ourselves or the things that society values are all bad. But if we place too much value on the things that are external, then we're unhappy because these things are fleeting. I mean, of course, we need money in order to survive, but money can come and go, and you can lose it or gain it at any time. Power is very much the same. We've seen people rise to great power only to fall with a single political scandal. And we all know that regardless of how much plastic surgery somebody has, beauty will fade. So what are the things that you value in yourself and others? What are the traits that you look for in the people you spend time with? For me, I find valuable in other people compassion, generosity, respectfulness, kindness, and a willingness to grow and learn. And also in a more selfish way, I look for those that are going to be able to help me to learn and grow, because I know that I can't do it on my own. And I'd like to suggest that you take some time this week and examine what are the things that you truly value. How do you measure value in your life and the people around you? And decide what are the things that you believe are truly valuable. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.